When you say you have to enjoy the journey, but the journey feels miserable because to have the result, you have to restrict or eat 90% of the time steamed vegetables. How can I learn to be miserable and be okay with it? Now, no, your problem is that you think that you have to do those things. Tell me why 90% of the time you have to eat steamed vegetables and that you have to restrict. That's the miserable part of the process. I have a feeling that what happens is you do that while telling yourself, this is like, and you tell yourself, I have to do this. This is what it takes for me. I'm the unique unicorn in the group. I'm all the things. I know it works for everybody but me. And then you binge. You sound like you either binge or really overeat. And that's why you don't end up losing weight. You tell me if I'm wrong. But that's my wild guess. So you're proving you don't have to eat it 90% of the time. Because guys, I'm just going to tell you right now, most of you need to plan realistically and doably, and you need to include these foods so that you never have to eat your face off on them ever again. If you never overate those foods and went buck wild on them again, would you have a weight problem? The problem isn't that you have to eat vegetables. The problem is you're not teaching yourself how to include other foods so that you don't eat like a gangster every time they come around or when you have a hard day. Or because you're putting so much pressure on yourself. So clarify the actual problem. Your brain thinks the problem is, I have to restrict and be miserable in order to lose weight. And your brain is wrong. And you need to tell your brain it's wrong. Here's how I know my brain's wrong. Because when I restrict, I binge. That's not a solution. But I keep trying to make it my solution as if there's going to be this one day that I'm going to beat myself up so much that it's going to be doable for the rest of my life. It's a no. Tell yourself, I've tried that long enough and I felt miserable. And the best question I've got is to ask somebody, how do you get comfortable with being miserable? I want you to think about that. How can I just learn to be miserable and be okay with it? That's the problem. You have decided you must be miserable. We've got to not do that. And I will tell you, for those of you who always binge and restrict, because it does have short-term payoff, you have got to quit telling yourself it's working. Here's how we know it's not working. If you are afraid of food, you're asking for coaching on how to live miserably, and you can't control yourself around foods, it's not working. It's dropping a few pounds while distorting the reality and ruining your life. That's the story you need to tell yourself. Because this is the problem. You guys are telling yourself that this binging is the problem, sugar is the problem. Like, there's a lot of problems. And let me tell you what's not a problem. My thoughts around restriction. My thoughts around myself. That's not the problem. The answer to all my goals is to learn how to be a fucking miserable human being. No, it's not. Never. So allow yourself for the next few weeks to never tell yourself ever again. Like when you say, I'm going to have to restrict and only eat steamed vegetables, that's the lie I tell myself. What I actually need to do is learn how to have a normal relationship with food. That's the answer to my problems. This restriction stuff has never worked, no matter what my brain wants to argue with. And here's how I know it's not worked. And you make a list of how it's not worked. You have to disbelieve something that you think is true right now. Before you can even believe the new stuff, you have to convince yourself, like, this is not true. Here's how I know it's backfiring. If all it took was steamed vegetables and restriction, I'd be there already. But it's not happening.